Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Thanks for staying with us on Primetime here on Money FM 89.3. Now, Wipro Consumer Care has set aside $28 million for its venture fund and would invest in 3 to 4 startups a year in consumer brands space in both Southeast Asia and India. The launch of the fund is Wipro's first step to reach consumers through innovative approaches. It aims to marry startups' nimble and innovative mindset with Wipro's deep industry knowledge and expertise and leverage each of their strengths for growth.
Well, Wipro Consumer Care is one of the fastest-growing FMCGs in India. It has a presence in 19 countries and acquired Al Yatli in 2012, believed to be the oldest living brand. Well, Deepak Chandran, the Chief Financial Officer of Wipro Consumer Care, is with us here in the studio. We're going to find out a little bit more from him. Tell us the impetus behind Wipro's decision to launch the new venture fund and to invest in startups and play in the personal care and cosmetics design space.
Right. Wipro is largely present outside of India in personal care, skincare, and home care. And in the last few years, we've been noticing a lot of innovation that's coming up in this space. Very innovative and clutter-breaking companies coming through. New categories getting created, new business models getting created. And we wanted to be part of this whole journey that companies are getting on. There's a lot of innovation coming out of Southeast Asia, especially Indonesia, Vietnam, Singapore, Thailand. And we felt that it's the right time to start to take part in this ecosystem at a very early stage. That's why we launched this venture fund, to be part of companies' journey from a very, very early stage itself, to help them and to learn from the process itself as to how to build new age companies, how to reach out to consumers in a novel fashion, how to build new technologies, how to build new categories, how to build new delivery models and channels itself. So that's really what led us to believe that this possibly is a good way to get into the ecosystem itself.
Deepak, tell us how the fund will do that, unlock the potential of these startups.
Wipro is an established player in these markets. We have leadership in a lot of categories in personal care and skincare categories in Malaysia, Vietnam, South China, India. Of course, we are the number two toilet soap manufacturer. And we have a fairly large presence in the offline space. So a lot of these companies that are launched are typically in the digital or online space. And they would want to have a lot more understanding of how to reach out to the offline market. So we can add a lot of value there. We can add a lot of value on manufacturing processes and operations, on procurement, on understanding the consumer, research, understanding the market landscape. So I think a lot of these companies are limited by resources, which we can help with, not just in the form of money, but also in the form of understanding of the consumer and the market itself, which they may not be able to do on their own.
Mm-hmm. Well, tell us, what does Wipro hope to achieve with the venture fund?
What does success look like?
Mm-hmm. So this fund is clearly set up with the objective of making financial investments into early stage companies. And success, I would say, is really the companies going significantly faster than they would be able to on their own, and scaling it to a level where we are able to then value the investments that we have made at a much higher value. And also learnings to be inculcated into our own businesses across the region. So if we find something good in Vietnam, then we'll try and see how do we take that to other markets that we are operating in, whether it's India or Indonesia or China. Mm. And if it's worked well in a certain category, let's say male grooming, how do we replicate that in other categories in the region?
Mm-hmm.
That's really, I think, what I would define as measure of success for the fund itself.
Mm. How else do you think the fund will align with your business mission at Wipro?
So our stated objective is to become a top 3 player in all the markets that we are operating in. And increasingly, our philosophy is that the days of these large brands are possibly over. So a lot of the new innovation is coming in very, very small niche brands. And hence, instead of having a $500 million brand, say 3 years down the line, if you want to build a $500 million business, it may just be that there may be 10, $50 million brands. So the fund will really help us.
Many of them, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the fund will really help us in getting access to some of these new ideas and new models at a much more earlier stage than if we were to try and think them up on our own.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking to Deepak Chandran, the Chief Financial Officer at Wipro. Tell us, how will Wipro's involvement with a startup extend beyond funding? I mean, will you be an incubator, an accelerator, etc.?
I would not want to bracket it into those names, but I think broadly, I would like to refer back to the first investment that we had made about a couple of years back in a company called Happily Unmarried Private Limited. They have benefited extraordinarily from the interaction that they have had with us, just as we have benefited a lot from the interaction that we've had with them. They currently, we are helping them take the whole brand into an offline model. We have helped them with manufacturing capabilities, with a lot of insights on consumer behavior, with a lot of insights on how to build brands in the first place, because that's what we've been doing for many decades now. What that company does really well is speed to market is very high. They are able to generate ideas much faster. They are able to take it to market and test it much faster than they would be in a large organization. So that's really learning for us also. When we are launching something new in, say, a new market, let's say Indonesia, we're learning from what worked well for Ustra and Happily Unmarried and taking the same learnings into those markets. So I think it's a mutual thing. We learn and they learn in the process. They get access to much more resources, not just money, much more resources from, you know, quality, R&D capabilities, marketing capability perspective, than they would be able to on their own. So that's what we believe is what will drive a lot of startups to come to us going ahead also in the region, because a lot of them go to private equity or venture capitalists and they get really access
subsumed
to money. And you know, it becomes a game to how do you multiply this and exit, and they are forced to run that journey in a certain way. We believe that our objective here is to build a large successful business, so to that extent our objectives are aligned. We don't intend to take majority stake. We don't intend to buy them out. We want to just take a minority stake and then help
them forward in the journey. So there is some equity stake involved. So there is some equity stake involved WePros End. How will you go about identifying who to fund? Because you also want them to align with your business values.
So it's a funnel that will get generated through word of mouth, through a lot of activity has come around post the announcement that we had made. A lot of funds have been reaching out to us. A lot of startups have been reaching out to us, evincing interest to talk to us about what their plans are in this region and in the space that we are interested in. Because traditionally, personal care has not been an area where there are a lot of investments have been made in the startup space in this market. But that's not for want of dearth of ideas itself. It's more because the private equity money or the venture capital money has been chasing more lucrative and more easily multiplying businesses like fintech
or
whatnot.
That is strange, you know. Given the number of bottles of things I have, that one would think the personal care space was not lucrative.
It's just that it's not caught their fancy yet. So we believe there's a space there with a lot of ideas are there, a lot of smart young promoters are there who want to do some things in this area but are not getting access to the right kind of capital. And we believe we have that credential to be able to take them to market and to be able to help them scale.
Deep industry knowledge, yes.
That's right.
Well, Deepak, tell us, what is the future of the fund? I mean, will you venture into funding other sectors eventually one day?
I would think it will largely be linked
to... stick to what you know.
It will be linked to what we are strong at. No, we would not go into unrelated categories. We might extend a little bit more into, say, a technology solution in our industry or a supply chain solution in our industry. But I don't think we'll ever get into, let's say, foods, for instance, or... financial services, which have nothing to do with our business, core business itself. It'll be allied to what our overall business portfolio is.
Well, Deepak Chandra, Chief Financial Officer of WePro, thank you very much for coming to our studio.
My pleasure. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.